The AA Meeting presents Crown Talk. I am Rebecca, and I have the lovely, Sugar Mama Austin.
That's fine.
Okay, speak up. Okay, so it's Mother's Day. Well, it's not Mother's Day, but it's May, which is Lupus Awareness Month, and it's also Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're also recognizing mothers this month. So I thought it'd be a great idea to connect with my mother, who pushed lupus awareness. Also, go ahead, talk.
As well as mental health.
So we have a 3-in-1. I guess a 3-in-1 person. Yeah. Okay. Hmm. So, what would you like people to know about lupus? Start from there.
From a personal perspective, I would like people to know that actually lupus is more common now. Mm-hmm. Than people really realize. And one of the reasons that people don't realize that how common lupus is because it's very hard to diagnose. Mm-hmm. The way that it's diagnosed now is that by a process of elimination. One of the lupus taglines is someone you know has lupus.
Which is very true. I'm not like more celebrities are being diagnosed with lupus as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is because the way that lupus is diagnosed, it has changed.
Right.
And because of that change, it is being diagnosed more. Mm-hmm. And the treatment for lupus is changing. A lot of people, including myself, mm-hmm. Was diagnosed incorrectly.
Right.
You were a teenager.
Actually, how old were you? Because we always knew that you were not feeling good, but we didn't know what was wrong with
right.
you.
So I've had lupus well over 20 years. I'm not going to say how long, because then I'll be saying how old I am. However, it was a struggle in the beginning because at the time, it was not as widespread knowledge as it is now.
Right.
Social media mm-hmm. has played a really big part in the awareness of a lot of diseases as well as lupus. Lupus is an autoimmune disorder.
Right.
I have been diagnosed with 5 different types of autoimmune disorders.
Right.
And with social media and celebrity coming out and hashtag, but as well as celebrities acknowledging mm-hmm. that they have lupus and other autoimmune disorders, it is really bringing to the forefront and making people more aware that
right.
hashtag someone you know may have lupus. Right.
Yeah, because I remember, like, you're my mom and you have lupus, are you going through the remission of it? But, like, when Toni Braxton came out, and I was just like, my mom has that.
Right.
And just saying, like, you know, it's not just, obviously, like you said, it wasn't common to hear about it until, like, unfortunately, celebrities come out and you're like, oh, okay, well, now there's an awareness about it. So that's a good platform, I guess, for social media.
And for the, I would say, like, for the younger generation. Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez has lupus.
Yeah, she has lupus.
Seal. Hmm. Actually, the scars on his face, he said that those scars were from a form of lupus.
Oh, you know that.
Also, a lot of people may not know that Snoop Dogg, his daughter, has lupus.
Oh, you're educating me today. Okay.
So there are a lot of, mm-hmm. of people that have lupus. Lady Gaga, she actually has disclosed that she's going through the process of trying to figure out whether or not she has lupus. So
right.
there are quite a few celebrities. And like I say, it is not as rare mm-hmm. as it used to be. Mm-hmm. People have to understand there's different the thing about lupus is that it is not the same for everybody.
Right.
It is not even the same for the same person.
Right. Which, yeah, because I know you have your ups and then you have your downs. Like I said, when we were growing up, we didn't know what was wrong. We just knew that you were always either tired or you were fussy, maybe because the chores weren't done. Either or. Or it was just like a transition, like you said. And like you said, it doesn't, it affects people differently. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have my good days. I have my good weeks. Sometimes mm-hmm. I have my good months, and I'm very thankful for them. And it can change. It can change within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. It can change within 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
I can be able to walk, talk, run, skip, jump, hop, sing, dance, all of that.
We prefer not to sing, but okay.
I understand. And then the next day, which has happened, mm-hmm. I can wake up and be paralyzed.
Yeah, not move at all.
And it has happened that I've woken up, mm-hmm. and, you know, we went through this.
Yeah.
That I was fine. I think we had a party the day before, whatever, on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was fine, and we had so much fun. And then the next day, for whatever reason, I woke up. I could not move the lower part of my body. Mm-hmm. I was paralyzed. I was in the hospital for, almost 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And paralyzed. They mm-hmm. could not figure out what happened, why it happened. And within those 2 weeks, I just started to have feeling in my legs. And within a month, I was back walking, talking, skipping, jumping.
Yeah, which is, I think, something that, as a family, just speaking on that situation, and, you know, we have multiple situations like that, but you always taught us, and when I say us, I mean me and Plain Jane, that to treat you normal and not to baby you, and I think you speaking on that now would just, people understand how, you know, we don't baby you because you ask us not to, because you're our mother, basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about it is, it's very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that people say about lupus is, and I know I haven't given the official definition, because it's just a technical definition. However,
right.
It's an autoimmune disorder where the body attacks itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the enemy within. You have white blood cells that are used to fight disease in your body.
Right.
Sometimes when you have an autoimmune disorder, your body gets confused
mm-hmm.
and it attacks good cells.
Right.
It attacks, it has, you know, with me,
mm-hmm.
your heart, your lungs, your bladder.
Mm-hmm.
I've been partially blind.
Right.
I've been.
Okay.
So it has attacked. I've been partially blind.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through being deaf in one ear. I've had to have where my heart wasn't functioning correctly.
Right.
So in and out of physical therapy. And the thing about it is that it's different for everyone,
mm-hmm.
but it's different for the same person because I can't predict, you know, when, where, how
right.
this is going to happen. That's what lupus is. That's what it does.
Right.
It's a sneak attack. It's very emotional. That's where mental health comes in with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, at first you think you're crazy.
Because it's your body.
It's your body. You can't control it. You're going to the doctor over and over again. In the beginning, for me, because they didn't have what, you know, the knowledge and the
right
the way that the testing they have now, there's nothing wrong with you. You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not okay.
Right.
Okay, well, it's psychosomatic. No. There's something wrong with me.
Right. Which I feel like being a woman and you know, I'm telling you something wrong with my body and you're constantly telling me that there's something wrong with it. And I'm like, I know my own body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know my body and I know this is not the way that my body is supposed to feel.
Right.
So some of the symptoms that you may have is like pain in your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But deeper, like where you feel like if I stretch my arm out, my arm is going to break.
Right.
That is the level of pain that you have. You have problems breathing sometimes. You can have sharp pain in your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the fatigue, as you mentioned earlier. Just doing simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up, taking a shower, getting dressed, and then realizing, I'm exhausted. I can't even go to work today.
Like, this is it for today.
This is it for the day. You know, or making plans, which is really, really hard for a person who's a social butterfly, such as I was,
mm-hmm.
that you make plans to go somewhere and you're really excited and people are expecting you and, you know, you've accepted the invitation.
Right.
But the whole process of getting dressed and getting ready and then thinking about, okay, I have to drive there
mm-hmm.
and this, I'm going to be there for 3 or 4 hours. You got to plan it out and then you can't go.
Right.
Emotionally, you're drained. Physically, you're drained.
Right.
And then because you're letting people down
mm-hmm.
mentally, you're exhausted. You may have dryness in your mouth, ulcers in your mouth and your nose, as well as skin rashes. I had that really, really bad.
I remember you used to always break out with like the shingles.
I've had the shingles like 4 times.
Go to school and be like, you know, my mom's an hospital doctor. She ended up like the shingles. Like, she's grown. Chicken pox, like, doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, I remember that.
So, and then you have your hair,
mm-hmm.
you know, lost. People always say, oh, your hair is so pretty. You have such pretty hair, and then they see you like 2 months later. Did you cut your hair? No, it's just gone.
Right.
You know, so you have, a lot of people have the butterfly rash, which I do have. Fortunately for me, it doesn't show up unless I'm really, really like flaring up. But I have retinoids, which mm-hmm. is another form. I'm very sensitive to touch.
Right.
So when I go to social places, mm-hmm. even church, I have to let people know,
not today.
Hey, not today.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of, you know, people are like, oh, so what, you know, we can't hug her, you can't shake her hand, but I have people around me, which I'm so grateful for, my family.
You're welcome.
My church family, my blood family, my friends, even when I work, my coworkers who mm-hmm. understood, listen, today is not the best day. I had people...
Yeah.
You know, to kind of shelter me. Even my, you know, you and Plain Jane.
Yeah.
It's just like, my mom's not having a good day. So, don't come for my mom.
Yeah, that's where, like, the mother aspect of it comes from. Like I said before, you know, people be like, oh, your mom's sick or is she okay? And we be like, she's good. And it's because you have always taught us that regardless of what's going on, we still have a life to live. I remember when you did have to go to the hospital and you were like, well, go ahead and go to work. And I was like, do what? And you were like, go to work because you're going to sit in the hospital and not do anything.
And I don't know how long we're going to be in here.
Right. And I was like, I think it's more important. But you taught us mentally that, you know, all we could do was pray and just keep it moving. So I've always appreciated that. Some people don't understand it, like I said, because they'd be more worried. But like I said, it's not, you requested that we don't baby you.
I think there's only been 2 times when I've been like, okay, you know, we've had to have the talk.
Yeah.
One time I was on life support.
Right.
And, you know, they were like, we're going to put your mom in a light coma.
Yeah.
But she may or may not come out.
Right.
You know, and it was just us. And we were like, okay, it's time to have the talk.
Yeah, I know, like, when you go admitted in the hospital, it's like, as long as y'all don't take my shoes and my socks, I'm good.
Right.
We're fine. And you got 3 days in here, and then after that, we're concerned.
Yeah, after 3 days. And then, you know, I see you.
Yeah.
It's like, it is what it is. I mean,
right.
20 years in, you kind of get used to it. It's
mm-hmm.
scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scary, you know, to not know what's going to happen from day to day.
With your own body.
With your own body. But it is what it is.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring some recognition to, like I said, you're my mother. I've seen you go through different transitions from a day-to-day basis, like you said before, where it's just like you're up and then you're down. And it's just like, okay, now we're in the emergency room within 72 hours, it can be. So I just wanted to really bring recognition on that. You also said mental health awareness is very important. I'm sure
mental you have health awareness balance. Is very, when you have a chronic disorder, mental health plays a big part, and people do look at the physical.
Right.
And physically, sometimes, I mean, physically I'm fine. When I have my good days, I have my great days. But knowing that this is a short-term thing, and knowing that literally, and I hate to say this in such a way.
Okay.
Because it's the same for every person.
Right.
Literally everyone. I mean, all of us could die any day.
Right. Which is true.
But being so consciously is, I'm more consciously aware.
Right.
Of what can happen.
Right.
I've run the gamut.
Yeah.
And I worry more about how it affects you, your sister, your dad, and buddy, more so than how it affects me. Because honestly, I have medication to kind of calm my own nerves.
Right.
But I can't.
Yeah, that's one thing I learned during counseling was that you can't control your own thoughts, but you can't let your thoughts control you, per se.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying with that as far as you trying to prepare yourself, but it's really on the outside of you looking in of what could happen. So that is very understandable.
Yeah.
So our last question, I didn't want to keep you. I know that you are, like you said, a social butterfly. So the opposite of me. So the opposite.
Right. If you say so.
I remember the reason why I'm always pushing wearing your crown and crown talk is because I remember a point in my life where I was just like, I have to just get this done regardless of whatever happens. And I was like, this is the crown moment, which basically happens every day. But I just want to ask you, when did you discover your crown? And what does that mean to you, being crowned?
Honestly, I discovered my crown in 2004. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh.
It really hit me. Like, what in the world? I had a lumpectomy in October of 2004. Thankfully, I did not need radiation chemo, but I had to take these pills. That I thought to myself, if this is what these pills are like, I would not have made it through radiation and chemo.
Right.
But understanding that when you have lupus and other autoimmune disorders, you don't heal the same way.
Right.
As other people. I decided then that there was a lot of things that I had been saying to myself that I was going to do. And I started doing those things.
That's when your crown was actually straight.
I went right to college.
Yes, you're always in school.
And I started doing other things. When I got divorced and became a single mom. And decided, hey, I gotta woman up. I have two kids to raise. I'm gonna have to do this.
Right.
And I packed you guys up from Alaska and moved to Florida.
Yes, I remember that.
And left everything. I'm like, we're not taking nothing but our clothes.
Didn't take anything but one suitcase per child.
One suitcase per person. And this is what we're going to do.
Right.
That was a queen move for me.
Yeah, I think about it. It definitely was.
It was a queen move because I did not tell anybody, really.
We thought we were coming back. So yeah.
I think I didn't tell you guys till 2 weeks before.
Yeah. But like you said, hey. It's like a queen move because it's like like a queen, you have this territory, and it's like, I'm just going to conquer over here.
Right.
I might come back, I might not.
And I think that is what people have to, you know, queen moves, mm-hmm. that you really have to understand. Or crown moves. Mm-hmm. You can't tell everybody.
Very true. I learned that from Esther in the Bible. I don't tell anybody anything.
You can't. You mm-hmm. can't tell everybody.
Right.
Because that is a lot of times where our mistakes come in at. Mm-hmm. And I know we get all excited about, oh, you know, what we're going to do.
It's not done yet.
We get excited and then we want to tell the world. We want to shout it from the rooftop.
Right.
But, hey.
Not even emotion yet.
Don't do that.
Right, because you always have that, well, what happened, and who, and be like, oh, well, you know. And it's just like, you could have not said anything, and nobody would have known. I think I posted that today, like, your battles are the ones that nobody knows about.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's me all the way. Which people say that's why I'm not social, but it's just like I'm constantly planning stuff, and I feel like I shouldn't have to tell you the blueprint. Just look for the actual product.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about drugs, but okay. Yeah, so...
But that is, you know.
Crown. Yeah, that makes sense.
You look, I mean, if you think and you start reading about all of these very successful people.
Mm-hmm. They say nothing.
They say nothing.
Because I still believe that Oprah has more than what she's telling us.
Always.
Yeah. So.
You know, I read autobiographies. We listen to them.
Yeah.
You know, we're audio book.
Mm-hmm.
And you read about people and you think in your mind, these people came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you hear their story,
yeah.
Oh, no, these people have been moving in the background for years.
Yes.
They just decided to let the world in on what they've been doing all along.
Right. Yeah, that's how when I saw The Crown on Netflix with Queen Elizabeth, and I was, this lady's been through just as much stuff as I've been through. I'm no different from her. I mean, we're different skin color.
Not your business.
Right. I was like, oh, you mean? Okay, I get it. So, okay. Well, like I said, I didn't want to keep you, but I do appreciate you coming here
for anytime.
Crown Talk 101. And, you know, uplifting the notification, but the awareness of lupus, the awareness of mental health.
And to all my lupus warriors,
mm-hmm.
continue to be butterflies.
Oh, yes. I saw on your Facebook that, is there a symbolism for butterflies or is it just a cocoon?
Lupus, the butterfly is the symbol for lupus.
Oh, okay. That's lovely.
The butterfly and the wolf.
Oh, I get it. But all butterflies are different, like you just said.
All butterflies are different.
It attacks your body different. So you never know but the outcome. Oh, makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. And 1 + 1 = 2. Okay. Well, thank you again, Sugar Mama Austin.
You're very welcome.
And if people don't know, we don't regularly have these conversations. Regularly, it's just me and her yelling back and forth and being petty. So I do appreciate you taking the time out.
This is certainly different.
Definitely different. Thank you so much for listening to part one of the AA Meeting Presents Crown Talk. Prepare yourself for part two. I also want to give a big shout out to Al Pete. He is the reason why you're bopping your shoulders because of the jingle at the beginning of Crown Talk. A big shout out to him. If you're looking for a DJ or just looking for someone to create a theme song for you or a jingle, I would suggest definitely hitting him up at Al Pete on Instagram and also on Facebook. And here is part two of Crown Talk. Welcome to the AA Meeting Presents Crown Talk 101. I have the mom, nurse, and fashionista, Lorna, here today.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to Crown Talk.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. One reason why I reached out to you is because it's May, and there's so many things going on. You have Nurses Week.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is this month.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health awareness.
Yes.
I talked with my mom about lupus awareness and conversation about that. But I want to end. I love your fashion.
Thank you.
Such an admirer. So welcome to Crown Talk. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Awesome.
Great.
Blessed to be here.
Yay.
I feel honored.
Aw, thank you. That makes me feel special.
I do.
I understand that you went to go see B2K last night.
Yes, it was good. It was good.
B2K is like the headliner, but everybody just automatically think about B2K.
Right, right. But yeah, they had so many artists. Yang Twins, Chingy, Mario.
I just go back in time.
Lord. Yeah, it really felt like good old high school days.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I had to sneak and listen to certain people because my mom did not play that. She was like Kurt Franklin and Yolanda Adams. Mm-hmm. When I leave and when I come back. Mm-hmm. So we had to sneak and watch. But I knew everybody knows I have a big crush on Mario.
He still looks good. He looks good.
And mm-hmm. I follow him on Instagram. I'm just going to DM one day and be like, hey, it's been long enough. About 16 years. Okay. I'm not longer than that. Golly. But yeah, I'm just like, hey, shoot my shot. Okay. Well, what did you want to talk about? You want to talk about Nurse Week first?
We can start with Nurse's Week. Okay. Yes.
Well, thank you for being a nurse. I appreciate it. Thank I saw you. Your meme. It was like nurses like pick up like the nastiest stuff.
Oh, girl.
I was like, that. I was like, this is so true.
Yes, listen. I can tell you some stories.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So like, I know when I was younger, mm-hmm. when I first got into like the medical field and my nurse manager, I was like, well, what happened when they have a bowel movement? You know, mm-hmm. who does that?
Yeah.
And she said, well, who you think going to do that? You just going to wait for your CNA to get it up?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, so I have to do that. Like
yeah.
a grown person? You know, I could see maybe a child.
Right.
I was like, oh, but when I got in nursing, it was nothing. Like, hey,
yeah, most people
you get it done.
Nursing, I would think like, oh, I'm scared of needles, but nobody ever yeah. thinks about like the hard
vomit,
bottom stuff.
Bottom
yeah.
yeah.
So, thank you. When did you realize that you wanted to be a nurse?
Honestly, I know it's cliche, but I've always wanted to be a nurse.
Okay.
I actually wanted to be a pediatrician, and then I decided I didn't want to go to school all those years. And
sense.
I changed it to a neonatal nurse and, mm-hmm. and all that, and then a pediatric nurse, which I have done peds.
Right.
For about 3 years, I was a pediatric nurse.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I've always wanted to be a nurse.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. And I see on your YouTube channel how you're always giving encouraging words to
yes.
other nurses.
Yes.
And I like or admire how you use the word failure because it's a part of life.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
not the end of the world
yes.
when you fail.
Yes.
So yeah,
yes.
So can you speak on the whole
right.
tips and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was I actually in 2008 got accepted into the RN program.
Mm-hmm.
And I started school. I did about 2 terms and we had to do assessment tests
mm-hmm.
and I passed my classes, but the assessment test I failed.
Right.
So they let us take it over. Well, I failed it again.
Uh-huh.
And nursing is just different. Like tests are totally different. It's not like your normal like prerequisite tests in college or in high school. So
right.
It was basically test taking skills. I knew the material, but I just couldn't pass the test. So,
mm-hmm.
You weren't allowed to keep failing. If you did, they let you retake the course. So I was able to retake the course.
Well, that's good.
But I was like,
Right.
I'm in here. I'm supposed to be with my regular classmates.
Right.
I'm supposed to, you know, I'm sitting in here doing the clinicals. I had to do everything over the clinicals and I was just in a funky mood and I failed again. And so they was like, you know, you can't fail again. We have to kick you out. And I was sour. I was hurt.
Yeah, I would have been the same.
I was like, this is the end of the world, you know,
because
this is all I wanted to do. Why would this happen to me? I gave it my all.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. makes, yeah. Now you think about it, I would be like, so where is my pills and my pen? I'm ready to go.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I was hurt. But the director of the RN program that
mm-hmm.
I was in, she was awesome. Thank God for her. To this day, I thank God. Because she told me, she said, go up the street. They had a sister school.
Mm-hmm.
And try their LPN program. And I was like, no. Because my dream was to be an RN. Like, I'm
right.
getting my RN license, then I'm getting my bachelor's.
Right.
And, you know, I have my whole life planned out. She was like,
right.
no, go to LPN school. It's just a year,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be done. You'll still be a nurse. You can still go back to school. And I'm like, whatever. Well, they kicked me out the beginning of that week. By that next week,
mm-hmm.
I was at LPN school 1 week later.
Well, look at God.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And I'm like, thank you. And it was an awesome foundation. I'm like, hey, just do it.
Right.
I'm still a nurse taking care of patients. It's
yeah.
no difference. It's just certain places we can't work.
Right.
Maybe certain skills I can't perform. But
you have a blessing going the other way.
Yes.
So still work. Like, you know, you want to go left and everything went to the right. So.
And that was for the best. So
yeah. I think what you said about how you have your mindset, like, this is what I'm going to do. Nobody going to tell
right.
me anything.
Right.
And it's a possibility that the wind might just blow. It might just
a
be like,
way.
You
yeah.
know what? Not
mm-hmm.
today, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Right. It's not my plan, but God's plan.
Yeah.
I always say that. Always.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I tell people don't. Failure is okay.
Yeah.
You get back up and you keep on going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, like I said,
me personally, sometimes I don't like to go out and do things because of the whole failure thing. Mm-hmm. But now living life, it's just like I would expect failure more than to actually succeed
right.
the first time.
Right.
It just feels weird now. I just like
to go through. Oh,
I got it the first time.
Mm-hmm. And sure. I think you really learn better. Like, okay, yeah. I feel good. I got this nursing license, mm-hmm. and I worked hard for it. It wasn't given to me.
Right.
You know, I had to go through some things. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that happened. I was talking to an old coworker, like, on my previous job, and I was like, I kept applying for the job. And she was mm-hmm. like, oh, well, it just came to me. And I was like, and that's why we're in two different situations. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I appreciate
right.
where I am.
You appreciate it way
yeah.
more. You appreciate it.
Very, mm-hmm. very true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I also want to talk to you about mental health.
Yes. Because
I saw that on your Instagram page, you're an advocate for that.
Yes.
So
yes.
am I. So mm-hmm. when did you realize that it was just like an awareness for you, I guess you could say?
Well, I was pregnant with my 5-year-old. Now she's 5. I was pregnant with her. And my middle sister used to always, well, my baby sister used to always ask me, you think you're going to have postpartum depression? And I thought that was really weird. Because mm-hmm. with my oldest, who is 14.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You have 4 wonderful ladies.
Yes.
Can you tell me their ages?
So my oldest, Kayama, is 4. Uh-huh. 14, excuse me. Then I have Serenity, who is 5. And my 4-year-old twins, Harmony and Grace.
Thank you.
Yes. 4 women. 5 women in the house.
Bless your heart.
Jesus.
I'm sure.
Okay. Ooh. Never a dull moment.
I can believe it. Because I'm dramatic. So you have 5 of me.
Yeah. Because we all dramatic. Make right. it honest.
Makes sense.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. but yeah. And so, actually, I think what brought on my depression, I expected my pregnancy and after I had my 5-year-old to go just like how I had my 14-year-old.
Right.
You know, okay, I'm going to do my 6 weeks home mm-hmm. and she going to daycare and then I'm going back to work.
Right.
Well, it didn't happen that way. You know, my 6 weeks was up and my job, I didn't have any work. I was working for a staffing agency at the mm-hmm. time. Work was very slow. I was putting in applications and I was not getting calls back.
Right.
And so that put me into a depressed mood because I'm like, okay, I need to make some money, you know.
Yeah.
And then when I brought her home, I couldn't breast. I'm like, okay, I'm a breastfeed. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be one of these breastfeeding moms. All this milk.
Right.
Was a mess. It was a hot mess. And I had to go see lactation consultants, which were awesome. Mm-hmm. And we got my milk supply up. But it was just depressing because everything I thought how I thought again.
Right.
My plan.
Yeah.
It did not go accordingly. It was just right. a hot mess. And I was just starting to feel all these emotions. And I had read about postpartum depression and everything. But mm-hmm. it was just like, it just put me in a down slumps and I was always crying and, you know, I'm thinking right. I'm putting on a mask, but my family knew.
Let me tell you, that's the hardest thing to do. Like, that was like fake it before you make it.
Yes.
But honestly, it's like, you can fake it until you break down.
Till you break down.
And everybody yes, just be ma'am. Like, well, what is wrong with
right.
her? Like, I've been feeling like this for like a year. It could be a year.
Yeah.
Or like you
yeah.
said, postpartum depression, that can last.
It can last, yeah.
So mm-hmm. yeah, that whole thing about the whole like keeping your mask and trying to keep mm-hmm. everything in, keep that can just
the strong woman. Trying to be the strong woman.
That is to me, to be weak is to be strong. I'm mm-hmm. learning myself because mm-hmm. stuff I went through last year, I swore I was like, I'm good.
Right.
I got it.
I got this.
We don't cry over here. Mm-hmm. I'm proud. Mm-hmm. I got this. And then one day I was in the car like, I don't got nothing.
Right. And you just yeah. break down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what happened with me. And I just had to keep praying. And that's what got me out of that. But mm-hmm. then 8 months later, I got pregnant with the twins.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a roller coaster. And I was in and out of the hospital on bed rest and everything. But mm-hmm. what put me into, I wasn't really depressed. I was just overly, overly stressed because I had 3 kids in diapers.
Right.
3 kids with bottles.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Yeah.
Starting back, going to work. Also had a 14-year-old and it was very stressful. And I just told my mom one day, I was like, I'm going to check myself in, but I need to let you know where I am.
And
I would make sure the kids are okay.
Right.
But I never did it. But mm-hmm. it was just like, I was at my breaking point because I'm like, I cannot do this. You know,
right.
my twins were like medically needy. Mm-hmm. And then I had the middle child and the oldest child and I was just stretched thin.
Yeah.
I wasn't eating and I'm trying to work and take care of them. And
right.
It was a lot. It was, whoo, I have some stories. So. I was like, this is too much. And then their daycare that my twins went to, they had a therapist for free every month. She would provide therapy for the parents and the teachers.
Wow.
And that was God sent. I'm talking about it was only once a month for 30 to 45 minutes.
But that can help.
And that was the best, like, listen, I was counting down on my calendar. Okay, she come.
Right.
I was counting down like, okay,
when she coming back?
Okay, you can keep it together. Yeah. You can keep it together. And it was literally her and,
wow,
and me getting closer to God that helped me through that time.
Yeah.
We have to talk to somebody.
And like you said, most people be like, I'm not going to spend money. Sometimes there are ways to have it for free.
To go around.
I went through counseling through my job, through the employee.
The EAP.
Yeah, EAP. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like you said, I was like, hey, girl. I come back in 2 weeks, and she's like, okay, and it was so just nice to have someone that's not judging you, don't know anything about you.
Anything, right.
And basically, honestly, to me, it was like, I was telling her how I felt, and between me telling her how I felt about something, I would come to the conclusion of like, okay, I can't control my thoughts. And she's like, you can't. And I'm like, but, and then she's just like, well, but you can't have your thoughts control you. And I was like, you're right.
That's deep. Yeah.
Okay, I'm done for today. Like,
very true.
Yeah, it was like little things that she would tell me. It was like your therapist would tell you. This is like, oh yeah, that, like your Oprah moment. You're just like, that makes so much sense. And it's like, you live this every day. It's like you so cloudy in your mind because you're doing so many things. And it's just like, nothing's making sense to me. So that's really, really great. Yeah, you can get to our listeners out there. There's always a way to get a counselor. It doesn't have to be like a psychotherapist or getting. I think most people are like, I don't want to be on medication. You don't have to be on medication.
No.
Just talk to somebody.
Just talk. A lot of times that talking is somebody guiding you along. You know? But don't hold it in.
No.
This is the worst thing.
Coming from two crowned women, do not hold it in. It could be very, very dangerous when you hold it in. I was talking to one of my friends, and we were talking about like the whole prison system, and I said, well, most women that are in the prison system, it comes from them holding it in to the fact where their men have made them so upset, I'm going to grab my gun.
They go off.
I'm just done. So don't go to that point.
Yeah.
To where, talk to someone, like you said, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think mine was like 45 minutes. But after that, I was like, okay. I know for at least the next time I see you, I should be fine. With this one little thing that you told me.
Right.
Yeah. So kudos to that.
Yes.
And then your four lovely kids. I just want to say they're just okay.
Thank you.
And I said that you're like a budgetista, like you just.
Yes. I've always been that way, though.
And I'm envious of you, let me say, because I know that you do like the thrift store shopping. Mm-hmm. I don't find the stuff that you find.
Everybody say that.
Everybody, that's not fair.
No, but I find my best finds when I'm not looking for nothing.
Okay.
Like when I'm going in looking for certain stuff, I'm like, now there's some crowd. And then I go into another store.
Yeah.
When I, you know, just going in and I'm like, what? No, I wasn't looking for this. That's when I find my best stuff. But I've always been like that. I don't know. I've always been like frugal. This one lady said, don't say cheap. You're just frugal. I'm like, okay.
That sounds a little marketing.
That sounds a little But I am like, I'm not finna pay all this money. You know, and I can get it cheaper. Or I see a style and I'm like, look at that. I'm like, I think I can.
Pinterest would definitely. Do you have Pinterest?
Oh,
it'll get you in trouble.
I love Pinterest.
It'll make you think you can do anything.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. In the world. Yeah, that's why, like you said, when I go to the thrift store, I just see furniture and I just be like, I want four couches.
Right.
I don't know where to put them.
Right.
But I just want like all these couches. They just look so comfortable.
Right.
My mom be like, we don't have. I don't care. I just want all these couches. It's 150 each. Like, you can't. And they're like old time couches.
I love vintage stuff. That's why I love the thrift store. Because I love vintage clothes. Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. You know, everybody knows that I love Murder, She Wrote. So I'm always like looking for button ups.
Oh, yes.
Like, I'm Angela Lansbury today.
Yes.
Just a complexion. Yes. So, but how do you know exactly, like, I know that you do like the couponing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So is it like a collection that you have? Or how do you do your couponing? Yeah.
Well, I don't do it like other people. I usually see what I need. Like, I write out my grocery list.
Mm-hmm.
And then based off my grocery list, that's how I coupon.
Okay.
Now, stuff like toilet tissue, paper towels, and laundry detergent, stuff you're going to use, I coupon on that. But, like, if I see something and it's a deal, but I don't need it, I don't get it. Because to me, that's like, it doesn't make sense to spend that money, you know, save that money. And I think a lot of people get mixed up with that with couponing.
Right.
If you don't have a budget. And I hear new couponers say that now, like, now don't go spend this money if you don't need it. Just because you have a coupon, because that's something you can be saving.
Right.
But like, I love to, like, I have a video on my YouTube about like how to use WIC. WIC is like a supplemental income for women and children to help them with food. And so I would see what I have on Wick. And yeah. I love Publix. Shout out to Publix.
I think I'm
going over there, buy one, get one free.
For their customer service. And I don't mind it. I don't mind. Listen. When I have two bags, they're like, do you need help for the car?
I got it.
Thank you. Yes, one lady was like, I think she was like pregnant. She said, do you need, I don't need your help. I'm
sit down.
I was like, no. Who would actually take my stuff to the car?
Right.
I love them. Like, I'd be on the phone with my sister, and she'd be like, who are you talking to, lady at Publix? She'd be like, what's that talking about? The day? How can you not speak to them?
Right. And they, and it's not fake. Like, they just friendly.
They just, like, Chick-fil-A. Publix and Chick-fil-A.
See?
And I asked God, I said, God, let me have the finances to this shop directly at Publix. And he got me there. I'm trying to get Target so I can leave Walmart alone. We're not there yet. You gotta still go to Walmart. But
right.
Like, I just want to shop at Publix directly. But like you said, they have good savings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to buy one, get one free. Mm-hmm. Now, I am a sucker for that because I'll just get it because
it's buy one, get one free. But hey, it's free. Like,
yeah.
If you need it, especially, hey.
Right. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I know you have the four children mm-hmm. and you, so it's more helpful that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Me, I just be like, I just need an extra one.
Right.
It's free. Like, what are you going to do about it?
For later.
Yeah. So, but you were saying about, like, the wick and how you line it up with a coupon.
Yeah. So, like, a lot of times the cereal is buy one, get one free. So, I can get the wick cereal for free. And then they'll have an item that wouldn't be wick. That'll be a non-wick item.
Right.
And I'll get that for free. So, it's like I'm getting two free things.
Yeah. Can't
lose. Yeah. So, I stock up like that. I do a lot of that. So.
That's good. Yeah. Your YouTube page is, like, really knowledgeable. I don't have any. God did not find me responsible enough to have kids. I have two animals, which I said this morning.
Your babies.
My babies. One had me up at 4:30. Something I smelled right in the water. And I figured out what it was. And I was like, this is no different from changing a diaper.
Right.
Pretty much. So, but I'm always giving kudos to mom. Like I said, I'm fine with the whole not having kids thing. I recognize mothers. I bless your heart. I think about having kids and my anxiety goes up. And I'm like, when the time comes for me to have a dude that would just put up with me, number one, then have a child, I'm going to retire. So I'm not going to go back to work. As soon as I find out I'm pregnant, let me clean my retirement papers. You're like, give me 1 month. I don't care. We just still stay home. So shout out to the whole mother thing.
Thank you.
I did want to talk. Did you hear about Aisha Curry and the whole insecure thing?
At first, I didn't. I'm like, what is everybody talking about? But I heard it playing on the radio yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, you know, if you have a husband, one thing with me, women shouldn't lose themselves, even in relationships.
Right.
And women shouldn't. And I think with her, maybe she was like, excuse me. She feel like, you know, yes, I'm married. Yes, I'm married to a fine man, a very successful man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, I don't know if her husband don't, you know, say she look good. Because, you know,
right.
You get with somebody for so long, you may forget. And it's little things like that. So maybe that's what she's saying. You know, of course, yes, I'm married to a very successful man. I'm a very attractive woman.
Right.
But, you know, nobody don't be looking at me like, do I still look good? You know, that's what I got. And I don't know, a lot of people jumped on it, but I didn't see anything wrong with it. Expressing herself.
Right.
Like, well, I mean, but I don't know.
I
can't understand where she's
coming
from. Me
too. Which one thing I will say is that I think men be trying to understand women, and sometimes you just don't understand.
You're not gonna understand.
And it's okay, like, don't try to, like, add up the math.
They're
like, well, you know, she married to a millionaire.
Yeah.
That's
not what
it is. And then, like, one person was like, well, you know, she just wants somebody, like, to hit on her because, you know, married men or men care about women being married or whatever. I understand where she's coming from because when I was in a relationship for, like, a very long time, and I was, like, at Walmart, and I was like, well, dang, like, if I'm not in this relationship anymore, who else will find me attractive?
Right.
That was like the whole thing. It was like, you know, I look good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling myself today. Yeah, but it would just be nice to have like a stranger, not an 85-year-old man on a scooter in Walmart, talking about, hey, babe, not that type of attention.
You look good, and I like
That's cute. I don't need that.
Girl.
Don't need to know about your, you know, what type of pills you're popping today.
Right.
Not that. But just, you know, a nice guy say, hey, you look nice. Like, oh, okay, thank you. And I can go home and be like, by the way, someone said I look cute today. But, you know, but I feel like men was, like, trying to make it more
than
what it was because they would never understand how this feels. Like, what we were saying earlier, being a woman, the word is stressful by itself. Because we're constantly having to
It's a big problem.
Right. We have to reassure ourselves before we walk out the door that, okay, I look good today no matter what. I'm going to hold myself together no matter what. And it's just like, you know, you may get to work running your eyelashes and fill off in the parking lot and just be like, okay, I'm going home today. I can't do it. And just be like, well, what happened? I keep my eyelashes. I almost stuck on, so I'm just sitting here.
Well, what's the big deal?
Right. Like, calm down. Okay, right. I have mink on one eye and nothing on the other. And just be like, well, what's the problem? And that's what men be like, so you finna go home?
Oh, yeah.
I can't get my life together. So, yeah, that's something that was frustrating me was, like, she was vulnerable and put herself out there. Mm-hmm. You know, some women were calling her names. So I'm like, it's so, you should understand. Like,
it's just
like she said, it's mental health awareness. I'm just making it aware that sometimes I do have insecurity. Because, like I said, when you're alone by yourself, you're not thinking about, maybe she wasn't a mother. You're not thinking about, okay, my man, this is that's my player. He had this much money in the bank. You really just think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, no compliments today. Yeah. Well, try again tomorrow.
Right.
So, that was just, I was like, men don't have to understand everything about a woman. We don't understand everything about a man.
Right.
He lied to us, he cheated on us, and then sitting there like, I didn't do it. They have this right here. And you, right here. Right. Blueprint here and here. And they just be like, I wasn't there. I have Instagram photos. Like, what are you doing? Right. So, and for me to try to sit here and explain to a man, like, I see you right here. It's no different than trying to understand. Aisha Kerr and her husband came back and did say, you know, I support you.
Okay.
So, but they've been together for like, I don't know, since summer school or something. They've been together like a very long time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, Steph Curry's a nice looking guy, but the money, I think, kind of, you know, enhances.
Right.
Which is not coming from a gold digger, but I'm just saying.
Hey.
If anybody highlight him, I'm sure it's because of those two things.
Right.
But the money's probably on the top, more than likely. So, was there anything else that you want to talk about here on Crown Talk, or anything you want to bring up?
Well, I just want to talk about my name, Mom Nurse.
Yes.
The Mom Nurse and Fashionista.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm a mom. We talked about that. A nurse and fashionista. And the reason why I incorporated all that together, because I feel like that's what I represent.
Yes.
Like, I want to encourage moms, like, just because you're a mom, don't lose yourself. Always follow your dreams, whatever your dream was.
Yeah,
we're all in this together. We may parent differently,
right?
We should support each other. Don't mom shame each other.
I see
a lot of that on social media.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. We all gonna parent different. Like, I parent different from my mom from my generation, and it's younger moms than me. I'm in my 30s, younger moms in their 20s, they're gonna parent different. All of us are different. We're in different situations. I'm single, I'm not married, and you have some moms that are married, so everything is different, but at the end of the day, we're all moms.
Yeah,
we need to support each other,
right? Like you said, because I have a nephew, and my mom treats him totally different from how she used to treat us.
Not the grandkids.
I was like, he still ain't got no weapon. He's 14 now. He's like, oh no, I think he's gonna be like 11.
I still picture him as like,
And she has not whipped him yet, and I'm just like, I was getting whoopings as far as I remember, like.
Oh my
gosh. Right. I guess the whole trial and error. That didn't really work for you. Well, maybe it won't work for him. So. Right. But yeah, this is mom shaming.
It's ridiculous.
This is my child. And like, basically, life is trial and error. It's like, okay.
It is.
Didn't work the first time.
Every child is different.
Know,
the same thing.
I think it was like that diaper commercial where it was like the first child, like they didn't know what to do.
That love's commercial.
Yeah.
I love it. Because that's how it is. Like, you try to make everything so perfect. And then the next child, she like, whatever,
take him a shower in the shower with the shower.
When she tried to bathe the baby
doll. Like,
just take that baby in the shower.
I'm not coming in, just be all day and call it a day. Yeah, because like you said, so I did see on your YouTube video how you were saying, like, you know, one job asked you, like, what's going to stop you from working? And it's like, if something happened to my kids, I shouldn't be an option. I mean, sitting at work, be like, should I leave? It's your child. I think all employers should. I think some of them are being more understanding with the whole. I have a whole child being to take care of. But yeah, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love other mothers.
Yes. And so then, like you said, nursing. That's my next passion. And so everyone's a nurse, but I feel like my story is different.
Yeah.
A lot of women on YouTube, they're single nurses. And so I feel like, okay, well, we all nurses. They went to nursing school. Their situation was different. Like, I'm going back to get my RN, but I have 4 kids in total. Like,
right.
Who are in school and daycare, yeah. You know, middle school, mm-hmm. elementary school, daycare age. So I still have to be a mom with them and also try to do my studying. So
you're trying to focus on yourself.
Yeah. And so I want to encourage other moms, you know, don't let that stop you.
Right.
Still go back to school. Okay. Well, this high balance, you know, going to work and functioning as a mom at
yeah.
home and have to sit and study. So that's why I want to put my story out there and encourage moms. Also, with me failing school, because that thing hurt me. Now
right.
I thank God for it, but it really hurt me. So I want to encourage, hey, don't let nothing stop you.
Which I think is like a phenomenal story, like you said. And I haven't learned how to embrace failure
mm-hmm.
because my thing was like, either I'm going to do it, I'm going to succeed,
right.
or I'm just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to waste time.
I love that. Yeah. And that's what it is. Before you know, you make up all these excuses
mm-hmm.
and time just passed you by. And
yeah.
Like, oh, I should have did that, you know, so.
Yeah. That's what happened
mm-hmm.
with me with the whole podcast thing. I was just like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
do it. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
do it. I'm going to do it. And then one day I was like, why aren't you doing it?
Just do it,
girl. And I was like, I don't know. And so I had to reach out to other people to the, like, you know, you have that background, that village to push you or however.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And after I was like, I think I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's for anybody out there, whatever your passion is. Like you
that's
said, you've
right.
been wanting to be a nurse since you can remember,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, most people get off the course like, I think, because I wanted to be a lawyer for
mm-hmm.
like, until I got into, no, I got into high school.
You changed it.
I went to high school and they had law classes and I took like 2 and I was like, I am not going to represent anybody. Whether they did it or not. Like, I don't even know. And after that, I was like, you know what? I'm good. I am thinking about going back to school,
mm-hmm.
but I'm working on trying to figure out what I want to do. One thing that you said in one of your videos, you were saying how you felt like you were like the oldest person in the room.
Listen.
Yeah.
And I'm young, in my 30s, but yeah, it was awkward. It was
yeah.
so awkward at first. I was like, oh God. And I hear a lot of older women
mm-hmm.
who are like in their 40s and 50s, they're like, please go back to school now. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess they just want me to go ahead. But I see
yeah.
what they mean, because it's
you
like,
feel...
I had to work harder, like, trying to remember everything. Not even so much trying to balance working
yeah.
and studying with my kids. It's just like, I could not retain that information. I'm like, oh, I waited too long.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the kid, me having kids, all the babies, I had to wait.
Yeah, I understand.
So I'm like, I'm glad I got back in, because this is...
Yeah, I think I said like a week ago, I have like a dull moment. I was like, I swear my brain is changed too much. I need to read a book a day.
Right,
or
right, right.
Like just an actual book, not, you know, my phone. Just
no,
like,
a book.
A
yeah.
book.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was driving home and I was like, girl, you are losing it. Like, what's going on?
Because
I have conversations in my car to myself. And I was like, I don't think, how come I didn't know this today? What's going on with me?
Oh,
my brain decides it's warming up in there like noodles. Yeah, I'm very hard on myself. I was just like, we're turning into mush. Like, what's going on? So, yeah, I'm thinking about reading books is one thing, but I'm thinking about going back to school
mm-hmm.
to, I'm trying to figure out. But I did go back at one time. I went to FSCJ South
mm-hmm.
Campus. And like you said, I was like in my 20, I might have been like 24, 25. And, you know, they have like the whole, they call it like fame. Because
mm-hmm.
everything like drama and dance.
Oh, okay.
I was like build theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was doing. I was very young. I was like, sure, why not? But I wasn't working at the time and I had my own place and I was trying to find a job and I was trying to, you know, balance out not getting any income. And I was getting so frustrated because these other young people had like scholarships and they ride these fancy cars. And I'm just like, I gotta go eat at the Dollar Tree. Like,
right.
My whole meal's coming from the Dollar Tree.
Right. Mm-hmm.
From what I have. And then, oh, okay, we're going to, you know, Ruby Tuesdays. Oh, yeah, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be in my car eating my Lunchables.
That was me in nursing school. Listen, I can't go out and eat with y'all today. Listen,
not today.
This is a child at the house.
Right.
And, you know, no, I can't. I
yeah.
can't go out.
Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, don't miss your moment or miss your opportunity.
That's right.
Yeah, I look back, I feel like that was not. I think I was having a moment where I just wanted to do something because I wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and they were like, oh, well, you have to commit this many hours to building this theater. And I was like, I can't even afford a ticket to get in. What about building? Like, what are we doing? I was like going to the Dollar Tree like every other day because my mom was like trying to help me. And I was like, no, I got it.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, but you can't pay your bills. So I was like, it's okay, mom. You know, school money is coming. I'm good. And she was like, okay, but you can't balance trying to find a full-time job
mm-hmm.
and do this and that. So With that being said, don't wait.
Don't wait.
Listen. Don't wait. Asking for help.
If that opportunity, if that door opens,
yes.
Take one class at a time.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if it's that, because at least you know in your mind you're progressing your goal.
One step closer.
Yeah. And if you like me, I write down my goals and you can just.
Oh, yes.
Today I did, this semester I did 3 classes. Mm-hmm. You know, knock it out. Mm-hmm. Call it a day.
I love writing down goals.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I'd be at my desk like, this is what I'm finna do today.
Mm-hmm. Let me add this.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. Can you hold me? I'm trying to get my life together. Okay. So our final question. When did you realize you were crowned?
I've always felt like I was crowned.
Yes.
Just because of how my granny and mom brought us up.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost that crown.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost that crown when I had my twins with the 5-year-old when they were all babies. And that was like in 2016. I had a very, very rough time. Everything was just, again, not in my plan. Everything was just falling down and it was just a mess. And
right.
I got laid off from my job, which is really weird for people to hear that as a nurse, but
yeah,
that happened.
You're needed.
Yeah. Like I'm needed. I thought I was needed.
Right.
You know, and yeah, that was a hot mess. And, I went and tried to apply to so many jobs and nobody, I mean, I put in applications everywhere. By that time I had been a nurse for 6 years. So I had about 5 years. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of experience.
Right.
And I'm putting in job applications left and right. Literally nobody was calling me
back. That's the worst.
And it was just a depressing time. And I talk about that on my YouTube video, how I almost got evicted. And that was ugly because you have to watch that video, but it was just ugly the way my landlord did me. So
right.
That was just a stressful time. And I just felt like I was just losing myself. To look at me, nobody would know that stuff.
Right.
Because my mom always taught us, you know, no matter what's
strong
going
face.
On, you get up, you get dressed, and you put yourself together. But as well, I had to take care of the inner me.
Yeah.
Because to this day, my kids will say, Mom, you happy? And when they started saying that, I was like, what?
That will mess up. When people be like, how are you? And you really think about it, like, oh,
yeah.
Like, what? Like, sometimes you just can't say, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that took me back. I was like, what you mean? Because I'm thinking, you know, kids, they don't see stuff, but they know.
They know.
They know when mama not okay.
Yeah.
You happy with us? You happy? You okay? And I was like, yeah. And that's when I knew. And they started saying this recently. And that's when I knew back then I wasn't okay.
Aww.
And I lost my crown.
Right.
But I got myself together.
Yes.
All that happened around October, November. And I said, oh, no, Lorna, you're going to get yourself together.
Yes.
And I found a good job.
That's your inner crown top.
And yes. And I put that crown back on.
Yes.
So. Mm-hmm. I had that crown and then I lost it.
Yeah.
It fell off, but I put it right back on. So.
Yeah, one thing I am noticing when I'm speaking to people about crown is that there is a point in your life where you will lose. I've lost my crown. Now, I think I lost it twice.
Yeah, I was going to say, I lost it twice.
Yeah, like when I think about, like, when I was like in my 20s and I was like, just like, oh, look, a squirrel and a butterfly. Like, I had no idea.
Yes. The world was rainbows and butterflies.
Yes.
I had
everything
a lot of
was lovely.
Tell me that, oh, you just think the world's so perfect, but you will find out.
Yeah, but I was thinking with my counselor, she was saying, like, a woman's mind is not, it's developed, but she doesn't really know what she wants since she's, like, the age of 26.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because, like, when I think about it, I'm like, oh, you poor little girl. Like, you just didn't know.
Wow, yeah.
Didn't know too much about anything. Well, yeah, I think but when you pick up your crown, regardless how many times that you just lost it, it's like the greatest feeling.
Yes, it is.
It's like, I got Jesus.
Yes.
I got my crown.
Yes.
I got it. It's okay for you. Because you realize certainly, like, okay, it's okay for me to be weak sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's okay for me to cry. It's okay for me to just be like, you know what? Not today. It's not today. So, yeah, I think your story is wonderful. I'm always watching you on YouTube.
Thank you.
People know that me and Lorna, the mom, nurse, and fashionista, have been friends for a very long time. I was like, your kids are so beautiful. I'm not going to kidnap them. I promise.
Right. Okay.
But thank you so much for coming here.
Yes,
such an honor.
Thank you for having
me. No problem. And thank you to all of our listeners. And don't forget your crown is what I will say.
Yes.
Like
yes.
I said, it's an everyday thing. But if you need to have your moment where you just be like, I don't have any control today.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay. I'm learning that it is okay to be like, I can't. Not today. I'm just going to do the norm and I'm going to come home and go to bed.
That's right.
And it's okay.
And it's okay. That's the key.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Woman Steve Harvey yelling out about people, rich people don't sleep. I don't know where he got that from.
Oh, yeah. I heard him talk about that on the radio, too.
I said, sir, your students are still in question, so I don't know. You wasn't asleep then. Okay, but whatever. Sleep is good.
Right. We need to sleep.
Counselor told me that. She's like, even because I believe that if you're sleeping, you're not being productive. But she said sleep is a part of being productive.
Yes. So, I focus way better with sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I got to be up. I got to do something. Mm-hmm. I will live my life. And she was like, you're going to crash and then you're not going to be able to get up.
Yeah.
And I was like, you are so right. I don't need that to happen. Mm-hmm. So, all right. I'm chatterbox. Thank you again for coming on Crown Talk. I really do appreciate it. And again, don't forget your crown. Thank you.